the top stories today. The more than 200 people have died following that tsunami that hit the Indonesian islands of Java and Sumatra on the weekend. Authorities say the death toll is expected to rise with rescue efforts hampered by blocked roads. People are being advised to stay away from the coast as the threat level remains high. The tsunami is thought to have been triggered by the erupting Anak Krakatoa volcano. A man's body has been found southwest of Melbourne late last night. Police were called to a civic parade home around 11 o'clock where a body was found inside a home. A man and a woman are assisting police with their inquiries into his death. It is still unclear how he died, but investigations continue. President Donald Trump has appointed Patrick Shanahan as replacement for his outgoing Defence Secretary Jim Mattis, effectively forcing Mr. Mattis out of his job 2 months earlier than planned. Mr. Mattis resigned on Thursday over policy differences with President Trump, but said he would remain on the job until the end of February. However, Mr. Trump has moved the transition date to January the 1st, saying on Twitter that Mr. Shanahan is very talented and would be great in his new position. And tens of thousands of people have flocked to the fish markets in Sydney to catch their Christmas Day lunch. It's the biggest day of the year for the Sydney fish markets, and vendors are in the midst of a 36-hour shopping marathon. More than 70,000 people have already made their way through the market, and thousands more will come through today.